President Joe Biden's approval rating is falling. According to the latest survey by Fox News polling, Americans not too impressed. Right now, the majority of registered voters, 63%, say the country is not as united as it was after the very contentious 2020 election. And 49% of Americans disapprove so far of Biden's job in office. To weigh in, we have taxi cab driver turned comedian turned host of Fox Across America, one of my favorite guests, Jimmy Fallon. Good morning, Jimmy.
Yo, what's going on?
I'm glad you're here to weigh in on all things President Biden right now. He's been in office 8-9 months, and I tell you, he's not making a lot of friends, particularly currently, I'd say, in France, in Germany, in the UK. I would hate to be him right now, standing at the podium at the UN General Assembly.
Yeah, well, you know, the person you hate to be is whoever is in charge of the teleprompter today. It's a big day. You know, Biden's just the guy they're trotting out there. We figured that out at this point, Kayla. I always say, like, as a president, he's like, if you've ever had an older relative who has dietary restrictions, you know, you take them out to dinner and they're like, I'll have the lasagna. But then somebody grabs the waiter before he walks away and goes, yeah, he can't have cheese. Bring him the chicken. That is the Biden presidency. He ran. He was like, I'll have the moderation. And then Pelosi grabbed the waiter and he was like, yeah, he can't have moderation. Bring him the socialism instead. And that's where we are now. Whoever is running this thing, they're running it into the ground. And I'm not saying that as a Republican. Like, I'm saying that as an American. You know, we go to the UN today on the heels of this horrific Afghanistan withdrawal, which, again, he could, as a president, be in much better shape right now. Mm-hmm. He just fired a guy like General Milley. If he fired Secretary of State Blinken, because it would create some distance between him and the failure. But he's so concerned about the politics that he's, rather than firing people, because it would look like a failure, it would look like an admission of defeat, he's propping up this narrative that it was somehow successful. But that completely defies what our eyes showed us. Like, nobody, when we go on vacation, travels out of the country by clinging to a wheel well or throwing a baby over a barbed wire fence. Like, my family might, because I'm not a big name at Fox yet, so they kind of make us travel low rent. But the other hosts were pretty jarred by this.
Yeah, for sure. And I think folks lately have been jarred with what is going on with France over this submarine deal. They've been jarred by all of these migrants and you know, Afghan civilians coming into our country with all kinds of things, measles, malaria, COVID, you name it. You know, we've got all these COVID cases ramping up across the country. I mean, obviously, you kind of presented a solution, if you will, to at least saving some face over Afghanistan. Any other ideas where he could save a little face over some of these other issues going on?
You know what he should do? He should flat out build a wall, because, you know, the media is so in the tank for him that they wouldn't call it a wall. They would call it like a border safety structure or something to make it look like he wasn't just, you know, using Trump's policy, because that's been the problem for him.
Yeah.
He got this far because the media had his back. But now that there's no election to win and they know he's not running again in 2022, I mean, the guy looks like he's in his late hundreds. You know, there's no world where they need Joe Biden anymore. And that's why they're starting to criticize him. But if he wanted at the border, yes, you implement the Remain in Mexico policy, which the courts ruled that he must, but he's kind of slow rolling it. And yes, you would build a wall, only because having a wall there is not saying we don't want you here. It's saying come here in a manner that's legal and safe. But he's not doing that. Mm-hmm. Instead, he, again, is trotting out Jen Psaki to lie to our eyes. When Jen Psaki said yesterday to Peter Ducey, they don't need a vaccine requirement for illegal migrants because they're not planning on staying long. Yo, so are you telling me, Kayla, they're walking 1,000 miles because they just need steps on their Fitbit? Like, there's no world where they're not walking here because they're planning on staying.
Yeah.
So the whole thing really has been a lie, and it's just looked dopey. And I spent my whole life being a dopey liar to my parents when you'd get in over your head. But that's, you know, a teenager. This isn't a presidential administration. It's kind of scary to watch.
Yeah, you know, I've been to the southern border myself, Jimmy, and I can tell you from firsthand conversations that these migrants aren't just walking over 1,000 miles just to hang out here for a couple of weeks. That is definitely not their intention, or to get some extra steps on their Fitbit, as you say. Really quick, you mentioned the fact that you do not think President Joe Biden will run again. Who do you think will run?
Oh, wow. In 2024, it won't be Kamala, even if she somehow winds up succeeding him. they're going to have to find somebody younger in the party, and they're going to make it about race. So I could see a person of color, so we can all just get yelled at and get cold white supremacists for another 4 years for not voting for them, which is really convenient, because if you remember what just happened in California, Larry Elder is a black Republican.
Sure do.
It's just the whole thing is so absurd right now. I just feel like everyone's attitude should be the world's on fire. We should just roast a few marshmallows and have a few laughs, because we can't put it out anytime soon, because these are incompetent buffoons. And it's scary when guys like me have become the voice of reason, because I wasn't supposed to be the voice of reason. I went to community college and majored in intro to Xbox. And now I feel like I'm holding the country together.
Well, Jimmy, you know what the thing is about you? You say the things that everyone else is thinking. They just don't have the guts to say it out loud.
Wow. Well, if everyone else is thinking this, then psychiatrists must be making a lot of money. There's a lot of voices in this head, Kayla, but I always love hearing yours.
Jimmy, as always, I appreciate you coming on the show. You have a good one, my man.
You too, but you're the best. See ya.
Podcasts by Federated Media.